It's Wednesday, June 3rd. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is your daily coronavirus update. There have been over 40,000 deaths tied to U.S. nursing homes because of COVID-19, according to a USA Today analysis. It is about 40% of the nation's coronavirus death toll. Limited testing, a lack of personal protective equipment, and poor infection control at these facilities has hit this vulnerable population hard. Marissa Kwiatkowski, investigative reporter at USA Today, joins us for how there is growing concern of more infection as states reopen. Thanks for joining us, Marissa.
Thanks for having me.
Wanted to continue to talk about coronavirus and how it's swept the country, really. One of the places where it's done a lot of damage is in one of the most vulnerable populations that we have, people living in long-term care facilities, nursing homes, things like that. There's over 40,000 deaths tied to U.S. nursing homes. And this is according to a tally that you guys have done at USA Today. There's other official numbers that are way under that. And you guys even there think that what you guys have is kind of an undercount. We think that there's a lot more deaths tied to nursing homes because of coronavirus. Marissa, tell us a little bit more about it.
So on Monday, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services released the federal government's first attempt at a comprehensive tally of COVID-19 cases in U.S. nursing homes. And the tally that they came up with was just under 26,000 residents having died. The distinction there, though, is that the federal government was only counting nursing homes, not assisted living facilities, whereas the count that my colleagues and I at USA Today completed was looking not just at nursing homes, but assisted living facilities, memory care, and other types of long-term care. The number that we came up with, as you mentioned, was more than 40,600 long-term care residents and workers that have died of COVID-19, which is about 40% of the nation's coronavirus death toll up to this point. But even that, as we mentioned in our article that came out last night and we updated this morning, is there are a number of states that didn't provide any information to us at all. And so we don't know how many deaths there might be in some of those places. And one of those was, as an example, some smaller states such as Hawaii and Alaska that have it reported, and then some of the bigger ones that don't count specific things.
What do you think is the problem at some of these long-term care facilities? Because obviously the people there are very vulnerable. They have a lot of underlying health conditions. So that's one thing. But I know that nursing homes and these care facilities have struggled in the past with things like cleanliness and other outbreaks of illnesses there. So it just seems that we're getting so many deaths and illnesses out of these places, just specifically these places.
So there are some dynamics that affect long-term care facilities that make challenges with infection control and infection prevention. These are facilities in which, specifically in nursing homes and other types of rehab facilities, where the residents who live there require a lot of care. So there's a lot of help with eating or help using the restroom, help dressing, things like that, where there's a lot of contact, which you don't have in a lot of other types of facilities. And also these are living facilities, not just offices. So there's soft surfaces like sofas and chairs and things like that, where it's more difficult to prevent the spread of infection. So there's all those dynamics that are at play. And just the facilities over time have really struggled with this type of thing. We did an analysis and found that 75% of U.S. nursing homes have been cited for failure to control or prevent infection within the last 3 years. So this is something that's been a historic challenge for this type of facility.
What is the plan to reopen facilities? You know, large parts of the country are starting to reopen. Obviously, they need to meet a lot of criteria before they can start doing that. But what's the plan for nursing homes? Because a lot of them are still kind of on lockdown. They're not letting family members in to see their loved ones out of abundance of caution and all that. What's the thought process behind that? When are they going to start trying to reopen these?
So the federal government outlined a sort of cautious plan for reopening nursing homes. There's multiple phases to that plan, and it requires these facilities to recommend that they hit certain benchmarks prior to opening their doors. But there's still a lot of fear. We had a lot of experts tell us that they worry that the threat to nursing homes is only increasing, because even if the nursing homes themselves aren't opening, if the communities surrounding those nursing homes are opening, that means that the workers who don't live there are going out into the community when they get off work. They're coming back in. And so there's still a lot of concerns about kind of what could happen in the near future as you see states start to lift restrictions.
How about testing for these facilities, both employees and residents? Obviously, throughout the country, everybody's trying to ramp up the testing. How has it been for these facilities?
There's a huge cross-section depending on which state you're looking at. We found that there were at least 8 states that are really prioritizing testing in long-term care facilities that have confirmed cases or when individuals exhibit symptoms. There are, according to the tally in the survey that we did, about 14 states that require what is referred to as universal testing or testing of all residents and staff, regardless of whether or not there's a COVID-19 outbreak there. It's worth noting, though, that the recommendations out of the federal government and out of other quarters are that regular testing should be happening, so not just one time, but an ongoing effort at testing because things can change so quickly. And there are very few states that are positioning themselves or being able to do that right now.
Well, it's definitely something that we need to get a handle on. As you mentioned before, over 40,000 deaths that have been tied to U.S. nursing homes. We want to make sure that those people are kept healthy and their families can have access to them, too. So a lot of work yet to be done there. Marissa Kwiatkowski, investigative reporter at USA Today, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been your Daily Coronavirus Update. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check me out on the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.